All right, it's 2:05 on DGS. Dave is out today. He will be back next week. Rachel, Andrew, Wheeler here. Sue Thomas in for Sue at 2 on a Friday. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Kevin.
Good to see you.
Nice
Everything
to
good?
See you. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you guys pay attention at all, do anything with opening day yesterday, like during the stuff, or was it just business as usual?
No, we were going to come down and visit, but we are fair weather friends.
So it was cold. You're just like,
yeah,
no,
it was
cold.
And I get really... So I don't know. As time goes by, the less I think that's great.
That's
stand out in the wind, you
that's
know?
That's a good way of
but
putting
it. But it sounds like it was good, yes?
Yeah,
it was,
no,
very
it was great.
Fun.
Yeah,
yeah,
everything went smooth. Obviously, they won, which is good.
Yeah.
Fun was had by all, I think.
Okay, good.
Except for the Marlins. They didn't have fun.
Well, no, they did. Well, they did for an inning or two.
Yeah, they actually had a few innings where they were like, hey, we're winning, and then nope. Because they still haven't won yet this year.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
0-8.
Oh, that doesn't feel good.
No, you know, there's always that cliche, like, you can't win your division in April, but you can lose the division in April. It's
yeah,
really
I can
hard.
See that. Yes.
At some point, you know, like, it's really hard to recover from that statistically. Like, just.
Well, and I'm sure you just get in a rut where you're like, are we ever going to win? And then that makes you play worse, right?
Yeah. And they, look, it's. Nobody cares about the Marlins here, but like they've had a lot of injuries. People do to a degree because they care about Skip Schumacher. Skip's their manager.
That's right.
And all offseason, all anybody was like, well, you know, if you had a real manager like Skip, and like it's not his fault that they're bad. He's a great manager. But the point is the players determine how the teams do.
I would think so.
The managers are the same people year in and year out. What changes are the rosters?
Kevin, how much does that get in your head if you're 0-8?
It depends on who you are and when you are. Like, if you go on an 8-game losing streak in July, it's not as big a deal as when it's the first
eight games
of the year. Yeah. Because if you ask individuals, I know we talked about this during the broadcast. Tom Ackerman and I were doing the pre-game, you know, some baseball stuff leading up. And we had Alan Bennis and Andy Bennis.
Ooh,
and,
that's nice.
Yeah, they're fun. And, you know, we've talked a bit about this idea. Like, when you're with former, you talk to players, like, you're going to have a streak where you go 0-15.
Oh.
But when you start the year and you're like stepping to the plate and you look up on the screen and your batting average is 0-0-0.
Oh, that's depressing.
And then when you get a hit, it's like 0-9-5. Like, it gets to the point where that part can get into people's heads. But every guy is different. Every team is different.
That's fair.
So, yeah, some teams it would really be like, okay, well, this year's going to suck. And then others are like, yeah, it would be fine. But I'd say it's probably more the first one than the second one. You start to press a little bit.
I can see that. And if Pittsburgh is suddenly good, my little Pirates.
Well, I mean, they're really interesting for the long term, but they did this last year. Remember?
Oh,
do you remember? They were 23-8 last year.
That means, no, I don't.
After
remember
31 that. Games. And they're a team that's kind of got to prove it.
Okay.
There aren't many that aren't that. There are a few. Like, the Dodgers don't have to prove anything in the first week of the season, you know. The team, like Texas, won the World Series. They don't have to prove anything in the first week, but yeah, the younger teams, the upstart teams, they have to prove it. Like moving forward, like they're off to a great start, but they have to prove it. They're very up and coming ish.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're going to be fun, Sue.
Okay.
They're going to be fun. There's again, I don't want to get too nerdy, so we'll stop after this. But they had the number one pick. They took a pitcher out of LSU named Paul Skeens. And Andy Bennis's son is the pitching coach for the Pirates AAA team.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And so they're getting to work with Skeens and Andy Sandeman. But Skeens, he's one of those guys, as the kids say, he's built different.
What does that mean?
It means he's 6'7", throws 102 miles an hour, and
holy Toledo,
will probably be in the major leagues this year, less than a year after being drafted. Yeah.
6'7". There can't be that many guys 6'7" in the...
Not many. I mean, they're all pitchers if they are, mostly. A
MLB.
Few exceptions. Few exceptions, but mostly pitchers.
Okay.
So you got that to look forward
Skeens.
To.
How do you spell Skeens?
S-K-E-N-E-S.
Okay.
And his girlfriend is Olivia Dunn.
Oh, okay.
The famous gymnast. Do you know who that is?
I do not.
So she's a gymnast at LSU, but she is like a...
Social media star.
Rock star influencer. Yeah, huge.
Okay, now
I know. I mean, like, what would you say, Rach? One of the most recognizable influencers in the U.S.?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, without question.
What does
she
influence
more money,
me on?
She makes more money in endorsements than he made, I think, on his first round bonus.
Holy cow.
His bonus was $9 million something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think she just endorses, like sports stuff, but then she just also takes whatever other, you know, like Instagram deals come in because she has 5 million followers on Instagram.
So that's who you get to look forward to.
Good grief.
And that's who... Cardinals fans get to look forward to facing in the very, very near future.
Yikes.
All right.
I have one more sports question. I'm sorry. Do you ever, like, take a day where you don't look at sports stuff and then you're like, oh, I have to catch up? Or is that just not even a thing?
There's no such day.
Okay. Really?
Very. I mean, I can't remember the last day in my life where I... Now, unless it's a day where there is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very rare. There are not many days on the calendar across the a year where there's nothing.
Okay.
There's always something. But I'm trying to think if I could think of it.
So if there's nothing happening, you don't know. But
like, yeah. I don't know what it was. 11 years ago, we were in Italy. I was checking the baseball scores every day.
Do you ever get bored of it? Are you ever like, I cannot with the sports today?
I don't think so. I think it's his thing. See, no. He didn't even understand the question.
Yeah, what is that? What are you asking me?
I have.
It's like saying, do you ever not care about your child?
Wow.
Well, I mean,
wow.
Do you?
What time is Caitlin Clark on tonight, and where can I watch that?
I think it's on ESPN.
Oh, darn it. Okay. So the little people such as myself.
It's on ESPN or ESPN. Why?
I don't have ESPN anymore.
But you don't have any streaming service?
Uh-uh.
None?
No, I am going straight, right off the air.
Yeah, I don't have that.
But you're not going to see anything, Sue.
That's great.
I don't have any kind of cable either.
You don't either?
Nope.
All right.
I'm like full on cable cutter.
Well, not just cable, but like you have streaming services.
No, I used to have YouTube TV.
I have like Netflix, but I don't have like live TV streaming services.
Well, you probably don't watch a lot of live TV. Though,
I don't watch any live TV at all.
Right, right. Hmm. But for those that are curious, it's 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
With UConn and Iowa.
So fun. And I would love to watch it. Maybe one of my neighbors has it.
There you go. Call a friend or go to a sports bar. They'll have it on.
Yeah.
I mean,
or I could invite myself to Fred's house. I don't think.
Yeah.
Fred likes to watch that kind of stuff.
Text him. He'll probably be like, come on over.
Okay.
He might want you to bring snacks.
That's no problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I do want to see that.
Yep. That'll be 8 o'clock tonight. Okay. And look, that's going to get big ratings. Although, you know, it was pointed out to me, and we'll finish. I know there's a little sports segment here, but I saw this on Twitter that it gets forgotten, I think, that there is actually a pretty good history of women's college basketball getting ratings. Like in Cheryl Miller's last game. You remember Cheryl Miller?
Cheryl Miller was the bomb.
She was in the 80s. Her brother is Reggie Miller. Her younger brother, Reggie Miller, was the NBA star.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was a bigger star than him for a long time.
Yes.
Because she was the best women's basketball player on the planet in the
80s. Outstanding.
And her last game, I think, was a championship game. And it had like something like 12 or 13 million viewers.
Hmm.
So it's not like this is that new, but it kind of went away for a while.
Yeah, it did.
And
it's
now
come
back.
Star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that, but you know, the bigger thing was it got buried by TV.
Oh,
like ESPN basically didn't carry games and other places didn't pick them up. So when you don't have the exposure, well, now these games are on ESPN, which is the biggest sports outlet on the planet. And then you throw in all of the social media excitement and all of that.
True. But if there was no Caitlin Clark, I don't know if people would be this interested.
Not at this level, I don't think. No.
Wow.
I mean, there have been great players that have been like that are big draws. But she's the biggest draw in the social media era where everything is getting attention.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and she's phenomenal. And now we get to do the game that we play with all athletes, which is how does it translate to the pros? Like, when you get to that level, are you still that great or not? Because that's something that you don't know till they do it.
That's true.
Yeah. We didn't know for sure that LeBron was that until he did it in the pros. Be interesting. All right. It is time for Sue at 2, of course, on a Friday. And it is time for Fast Food News.
That's right. It's Fast Food Friday. We've got some good ones this week.
Ooh.
White Castle is putting together a new $5 bacon bundle featuring the new chicken bacon ranch slider.
Oh, that's intriguing.
Good.
So they offer you a choice of two bacon sliders from an array of options, including the bacon cheese slider, the 1921 bacon cheese slider, or the new chicken bacon ranch slider. It also comes with a side of small fries, and it's just $5.
Have you had any of those, Andrew? I don't hear you talk much about White Castle.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
I'm not that big of a White Castle person because I think the value is not quite there for White Castle. I will say PSA, don't try and get the 1929 sliders or whatever. As I have had it explained to me, the kitchen is not really built to make them.
What is one? What defines one?
They are more they're much bigger. They're more like a standard cheeseburger.
Mm.
And to hear them tell it that they just are kind of thrown to the wolves with it, and it's like, figure this out, and they don't really know how to do it. The one time that I really tried to order one, I waited half an hour, and then they were basically like, we don't think this is going to happen.
Half an hour at White Castle. Yeah,
I'm sure they've worked out the wrinkles by now, but I just, for the sanity of the good employees at your local White Castle, I would say avoid the. But the chicken bacon ranch sounds absolutely incredible. I like the chicken there. They have good chicken.
Is it deep fried, I assume, and broiled whole deal? All
Kosu.
Right.
It's White Castle.
I'm sorry. What was I thinking?
Lightly grilled and dusted with.
Maybe.
Yes, it's actually a pesto chicken with a little lemon dust over the top. Yes, it's quite fresh. And it's quite refreshing, and you definitely won't feel horrible after you eat 10 of them.
Okay.
That does sound good, though.
Our friends at KFC have a new dessert. They introduced the new apple pie poppers.
All right.
Featuring a buttery and flaky crust filled with warm apple pie filling. You can get four of them for $2.50.
That's actually kind of genius.
Hot take.
To reduce them down to something like that. Mm-hmm. I think they'd be better cherry.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Hot take. Fast food places need to up their dessert games.
Mm. Agreed.
It's stale and lame. I mean, like, keep the shakes. Those are great. Those are great, but nobody wants a chocolate shake when it's December and it's negative 10 degrees.
True.
You got to have something more than just like a lame cookie. Like, if it's going to be a cookie, it needs to be a good cookie.
Let me write that down.
No lame cookies.
Burger King,
like, I don't want some
stop
lame
with the lame
cookie.
Cookies or some bogus fake pie. Get some real desserts.
It's kind of cheating. It's kind of cheating, but Burger King has a Hershey's like chocolate pie slice.
Oh, yeah.
Almost no one knows is there. And it's kind of cheating because it's not like an in-house made thing. It's like a frozen slice of Hershey's pie, but it's very delicious. It's like, just like a chocolate pudding pie.
Like, you guys know, I'm a big fan of the Bell. They have a good dessert.
The Cinnabons?
They got those little Cinnabon things. They're awesome.
Are they small?
Are so good.
Or they're like little. They're basically little donut holes.
Yeah,
but they're filled with the Cinnabon filling cinnamon on the outside, and they're so good.
The small is genius.
I'm with you. It's gotta be. It's
like
gotta
those
be small.
Are good, but like. I won't. I'm not going to call out any chains except for McDonald's and Arby's and Wendy's and every other one. You got to up the dessert game. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to be better.
Okay, that's fair.
Stop being lame.
A fast food story real quick.
Sure. Yeah.
So I got something from Wendy's the other day called the Loaded Nacho Triple Cheeseburger from Wendy's.
Good. Sounds good.
Gravy.
I did not know it came in other things but the triple. Turns out you can get it in a single or a double.
Oh, so I have to get the triple.
I was like, I have to get the triple then.
If I want those flavors, I have to get three meat
patties.
They
won't put this stuff on there on a single, only if I get three.
Impossible to eat that thing. And boy, was I filled with shame after doing it. And so I texted my friend Rachel.
Filled with burger is what you were filled with.
Who is usually like the person that I talk to about fast food stuff. We share a similar interest.
Counselor.
Uh-oh, what did I do?
You did not respond at all. And the amount of shame that I felt quadrupled.
Like, it's so bad she won't even reply.
I was already filled with shame, and I was like, my friend Rachel will ease the shame, she'll be like, oh, that looks really good, actually. I mean, I wouldn't get the triple,
Rach looked at the text and went,
yikes.
This is a step too far.
And she saw my text I just ate the triple loaded nacho cheeseburger and just no response about
She's
that.
Like, I don't even know you anymore,
I blocked
Andrew.
His number.
And I was the amount of shame I felt was so much higher.
I'm sorry I didn't text you back. I have never had the loaded nacho, but the boyfriend has, and I think he liked it, but I don't think he got the triple. I think he got the double.
Wait, yeah,
Wendy's will do that. Wendy's will give you straight up way too much food.
I would have loved to get the double.
See,
or even the single.
Question.
I don't.
Yes.
Are there nachos on there?
No,
chips?
So it is.
No, it's
nacho
cheese.
Well, so it's American cheese. It's queso.
Yeah.
It's like a third kind of cheese.
Yeah.
And then there is. There are tortilla strips and fried corn.
Tortilla strips.
On top.
Fried corn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had corn.
She's responding now. Yeah, all you had to do was mention the corn.
She's like, Andrew.
Yeah. It was very good. It was just a, don't get the triple.
I don't think there was definitely a time where I have gotten a triple. It's been a long time. There was a time when I got, like in college, I would have eaten a, whatever they call it, with four burgers. I would have eaten mm-hmm. anything. You name it, I would have eaten it. And eaten all of it in college. Yeah, quad. I would. Yeah, I would. I mean, no joke. If it had eight pat, I would have done it in college and eaten the whole damn thing and felt no shame whatsoever. I can't even. I couldn't do it.
Did you just say eaten the whole darn thing?
I might have.
My wife ordered for like she just picked it up on her way home.
Yeah.
And she brought it home to me, and I guess she didn't really read what she was ordering.
Oh,
and I said,
okay,
like, I want the triple loaded nacho. And so she got home, and she took it out of the bag, and like it has considerable weight in the hand.
when
and she was like, oh my god, what is this? Yeah. And I was like, I think that would be mine.
That's the 2-pounder. What's the eatiest you guys have ever been? Where you just like I ate everything in sight?
Probably when I was about like. A teenager, 21-ish.
Okay.
Age 18 to 34, probably.
Andrew's like currently in yeah. this stage.
Sue, when were you your eatiest when you're like, I'm just going to eat it. I don't care.
I guess college. I can't really think about it. I was looking up that Max Local Eats because they have, I think, a 19
yes.
burger.
Oh.
Yes.
And somebody put a picture of that up the other day and they said, ooh, challenge is on. And that thing was... Whoa.
It was like a foot tall.
Yes. Yeah. 20-year-old me takes the challenge. All right. It's Friday on DGS. Dave's out today. We'll be back next week. Rachel, Andrew, Wheeler. I don't know why I do that. I always call myself by my last name. That's because of what everybody else calls me.
Yeah.
Not many people call me Kevin, except like my wife calls me that. My parents call me that. My dad doesn't call me Wheeler.
That's good.
That'd be pretty weird.
Wheeler?
I actually kind of like it, though. And then Sue Thomas, obviously, is here. Should we just call you Thomas?
No, please don't.
Tommy.
Sue T. How you doing, Sue T? Yeah, it's a dude thing. You have to have nicknames.
Have you ever had a nickname, Sue?
I don't think so. I guess Sue is just short for Susan.
Yeah. Mm. Do you prefer one or the other?
No.
You don't
I
have
really
a preference?
Don't. Okay. Uh-uh. Uh-uh. Depends on who you are. You know, my brother called me Sue. My parents called me Susan.
Okay.
Did anybody ever call you Susie?
Not more than once.
Is that a British
accent? I did not. I used to really hate that. I don't know why.
It.
I don't hate it as much now, but I'm really not one.
Yeah.
I'm not a Susie.
It's interesting because my wife is Susan. And her friends from high school, like the friend group, some of them will call her Sue.
Yeah.
Or Susan, but nobody else calls her Sue. Nobody else, just them.
Yes.
And her family, like cousins and things, will refer to her sometimes as Susie, but nobody else. Just that group of people.
It's very
and
interesting.
And then to the civilian world, the rest of us, to me, just it's just Susan.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, okay, so good. It's a Susan thing then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was funny that, like, and in my world, right, like anybody that knew me in college, I was one thing, I was Wheels. That's it. No first name, no nothing. Family members, I'm still Kevin. And around here, it's mostly just last name.
Gotcha.
That's mostly what it is. Which is fine. I'll answer anything. Andrew, did you have a nickname back in the euphonium days?
Mm-hmm.
No nicknames?
Nope, just Andrew.
You guys banned people, didn't give each other nicknames?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Rach?
I mean, people call me Rach.
Rach is a good one.
Some people call me Ray, but not that many.
Is that a family or a friend's thing?
A friend's thing.
Okay.
But no, I've never had like a, you know, like ham bone or
like,
anything
hey, Scooter.
Like that. Right.
Ham bone.
Someone called me Elbows for a brief period of time.
I like that one.
Just because of my double jointed elbows.
You have double jointed elbows?
Oh.
You've seen these.
Yeah, we've seen them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not attractive, Kevin.
It's not?
It's just what it
cool.
is. Well, to you, yes. to the wheels.
Like, yeah. Yeah, to wheels.
Wheels and elbows.
Wheels,
bro. Taking off my KMOX airwaves. Yeah.
That's right.
That's a good afternoon show.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wheels and elbows on KMOX. Did we miss any fast food news?
We do. We actually have three more stories if you'd like
Let's
to dive
go.
Back into fast food
of
news.
Of course.
Speaking of desserts, we were just talking about how, you know, these fast food places need to step up their dessert game. Krispy Kreme is unveiling a new Total Solar Eclipse donut available today through April 8th, which is the eclipse day. It's an original glazed donut dipped in rich black chocolate icing, garnished with silver sprinkles, and filled with a buttercream infused with Oreo cookie pieces and crowned with a whole Oreo cookie at its center, so it kind of looks like a little
eclipse.
All right. That is Krispy Kreme.
Too much sugar for me. I'm not eating it right now. And that kind of made my...
It is kind of
a hat on a hat to put a donut on a...
A cookie on a donut. That's fine.
Stuff it with cookies. Yes.
Fine. It's good.
And then Wendy's is also doing a free Frosty with any purchase in the Wendy's app from April 8th to 14th. So you just have to redeem the digital offer in the brand's mobile app when you make any purchase and you get a free small Frosty.
Question, what is the benefit? Why do they all, the fast food, like the apps now? What do they, how do they benefit from that? Is that just they have your information? You know what I mean? They push that a lot. Why?
I think it's, you know, your information is very valuable and then it gets you to come back again and again because you have such good value. I mean, Andrew uses a lot of apps. I guess I could let him speak
to it. Yeah, I've been, I mostly the McDonald's and Burger King. I think both of them have really good apps, very easy to order on.
Good deals.
So you order in advance and then that's the
advantage. Yeah, they have spectacular deals. For a long time on the McDonald's one, it was like 20 nuggets and then two large fries for free, which is about $8 or $9 worth of fries.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, I mean, there's just, there's good deals. There's rewards that you can, you know, stack up. And I think it does, I would like to think it relieves some of the pressure on the, like, drive-through employees because you drive through and you say, hey, I ordered on the app. You give them your name and they're like, all right, done. Mm-hmm. Like, the order just pops up there already.
Yeah. I like the whole not waiting thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I saw a TikTok yesterday of this woman and she was at, like, a Jamba Juice or something, tropical smoothie. Does that sound right? Tropical smoothie?
Jamba Juice, yeah.
And she was saying, like, I'm going to say this once. Curbside pickup is for moms because I don't want to have to get my child out of the car seat, which is like, okay, that's fair. Like, so then you
don't need know why it's got to be said with attitude.
Well, there you go. Like she had so much attitude about it. I wish I would have grabbed the audio from this because she was so like out of pocket. She was like, now I have to get my child out of the car seat. I pulled up to the Jamba Juice and I called 3 times and no one answered the phone and blah, blah, blah. And everyone in the comments was like, oh my gosh, I hope you're okay. Like, I hope you survived this horrifying experience.
I will say, though, one thing would be in her defense. If you have a sleeping baby, you do not want to take that baby out of the car.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Sure. You do not want to wake that baby up because that baby may not go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they may cry, and that's not good. So if that's the case, I'm going to side on mom, but
I definitely like got what she was saying, but to make it to where it's like only moms should be able to use the service,
well,
and if they're
part,
busy serving other people, the other people should have to wait. I was like, girlfriend, this ain't it.
Yeah, no, that's the incorrect look. Yes, I agree with you.
And one more fast food story here. 7-Eleven declares the start of Slurpee season with Bring Your Own Cup Day on April 13th. Maybe you guys have heard of this before. Oh. You bring your own cup into a 7-Eleven, and for just $1.99, you can fill up
with
Slurpee.
Whatever it is.
Yes.
Wow.
So I saw on the internet a woman bringing in like one of those big water coolers and filling that with Slurpee. People bring motorcycle helmets, fish bowls, milk cartons to their nearest store.
There's only so much Slurpee that is practical though, because it's going to melt.
I think a lot of times people are like, I just want to go viral, so I'm going to bring the biggest, most ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
But imagine the brain freeze you would get if you drank all of your Slurpee from
What's
your
the
water
largest
cooler.
Slurpee you think you could get through with before it was like turned to just Kool-Aid?
Maybe like a 32-ounce.
I would agree with that. 32.
I could do a gallon.
A gallon.
A gallon.
I could do a gallon.
No, Andrew, that is so much.
I'll try a gallon.
I was gonna say I thought I was gonna be bad. Like I think I could do like the 46-ounce one.
A gallon?
That's child's play. A gallon? No, that's light work. I could do a gallon.
A gallon.
It's light work.
I could do a gallon.
It's light work.
I think I could do a gallon.
Your brain will never function again. It'll be done because it's going to freeze.
No. Because you don't have to hurry through it.
How many regular everyday pains are worse than the brain freeze?
Oh, that's a big one.
Ooh. Like everyday things. I'm
that's
not talking
really
about breaking an ankle or whatever. I'm talking about like stub your toe, like those types of everyday.
Well, speaking of elbows, hitting your elbow, hitting your funny bone, that's one of the worst feelings in the world.
And I will every time I get brain freeze, which isn't that often, I try to manage it well.
You're a professional.
I'm a professional.
This too shall pass. You know?
Well, I that's my injury where I'm like, I'm stuck like this. It's never going away.
I'm dead.
I've ruined my life with this brain freeze.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think there's no worse everyday pain. Didn't we do a Sweet 16 on these?
We did.
Yeah.
And I think the hangnail one.
The hangnail or the stub toe?
Yeah.
I think the stub toe hurts more.
Ooh, but the hangnail, Sue, whenever it's like,
oh, come
on. You got some skin hanging off there and you're like,
yeah.
If I take to this with some clippers, it's definitely going to bleed.
Yeah. No, I disagree, but I know what you're saying.
What's your vote, Sue?
Oh.
The worst everyday normal pain, not like actual injury.
I think brain freeze is higher.
You think
than
it is?
That.
Oh, the stub toe is the worst one for me. Or the smack, like when you smack your shin.
The thing like, with the stub toe,
I smack my
is,
shin a lot.
I always feel so stupid when I stub my toe.
Yes.
I'm like, what an idiot you are!
It's added shame.
Yes.
Actually, yes.
And there, I forget who it was. There's a stand-up comic that has a bit about it. Like, why is it even biologically possible to bite your tongue?
Right.
Because that hurts. Mm-hmm. Like, it shouldn't be a thing. We should
yeah,
have
there should be some sort of stopgap there.
Yeah. Right. Some barrier that doesn't allow that to happen. But then again, if you couldn't cross the barrier of your teeth, then you've got stuff on your mouth and you know. I guess that's what napkins would be for.
Right. Then that's why God invented napkins.
Barrier of your teeth.
I do have one more fast food related thing we could talk about if you guys wanted. So we all know John Oliver from HBO. He recently did an episode kind of breaking down why DoorDash and Grubhub and Uber Eats are actually kind of failures when it comes to like get the gig economy apps. He says it makes it easier to get cold and disappointing food delivered right to your house at ridiculous expense. You know, they only pay the drivers like $2.
Oh, gosh.
Or you know, they charge around $5 for delivery. $2 goes to the delivery person. So you're really relying on people's tips. And a lot of times, if it's a smaller restaurant or something, they're losing money on the apps, but they feel like they have to put their stuff up on the apps remain competitive. So, I mean, not such a fun conversation about the food delivery apps, but good information to have if you care about that type of thing. Again, Andrew has done this, so I'm interested in your opinion. Like, do you think it's a negative good or a negative bad, Andrew? Or not a net?
Yeah, like a net like good overall. Or a net bad?
Yeah.
I got
Boy, that's a good question. I mean, I would lean toward it being an overall good. I'm a fan of there being more industries than there were before.
Mm-hmm.
And I like...
And no one's making you go
right,
out
it's a
and
choice.
Do it.
Yeah, I don't like the way that they do not support their employees really at all. Like they're freelancers because we're all just freelancers when you go out doing it. They don't offer them any kind of support at all, and they're very quick to, you know, as happened to me, they're very quick to just be like, now we're throwing you off to the side, and you're just the most replaceable thing in the whole world. That being said, I do like that there is a space where you can with no experience, with no anything other
no
than just no hoops to jump through. You just sign up, and within like the day, you're out there, you know, with an opportunity to make some money.
Yeah,
that's good. At least, I think it is probably not great for restaurants overall, because the reason that the prices are higher on the apps versus if you go to a restaurant typically is because the DoorDash will take a huge cut from the restaurant. So the restaurant has to raise their prices on there so that they are staying above water. And I've heard from people who own restaurants while I was delivering that they don't really want to be on there, but they feel like they have to mm-hmm. to stay competitive with, you know, every other restaurant in town.
I know this is a broader take that might take more time, but have we gotten to the point where we just do it because we can? Like, how many times do you need to get your food delivered versus...
Never.
Right. Like, that's why I'm still on team go get it myself.
Also, for what it's worth...
Because it's going to be... I know how long it's going to take. It's not going to take 20 or 30 minutes in the car, whatever. I know I'm going to have it, and I'm going to bring it back, and it's going to be warm and toasty and the
and
way that I want it.
That, as you just illustrated, is another reason I had heard from restaurants that aren't crazy about the apps, and that is that you're getting a different sort of food. The French fries, when they deliver them to your table,
not
when
good.
You go in,
yep.
they are crispy and hot and fresh. And when it's been in somebody's car for the last 40 minutes, they're going to be
eating them.
Lukewarm, and they're going to be soggy. And you know what I mean? Like, it's not a fair representation in a lot of restaurants.
Sorry for the psych job. No, Ricky. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays, and obviously we had opening day yesterday, so we'll get back to having Rick on the program next week as scheduled. Sue, I asked Rachel and Andrew earlier, and I know you because you're a pet person. You and I are the dog people. They're the cat people. And I asked them if they're cats. Like misbehave or like what's the worst thing do your pups, do they like intentionally misbehave? Are they difficult in any way? Or are they the little ones that are like always good?
Well, We were out for a walk today. They're not particularly good at younger one, Oscar, the baby bulldog, who's three, and I need to quit saying baby bulldog, likes to, Andrew, you could attest to this, he likes to jump or bowl you over as a greeting. Now, this is entirely my fault for not having him trained properly in that, but he's just very enthusiastic.
Okay, but he's not causing trouble on purpose. But he's not like a jerk.
No, he's not a jerk. The dog is not a jerk.
Okay. I want a ruling on my guy, R2, the guy. Because Lucy is our other one. She's the Shih Tzu. She is never intentionally bad.
Okay.
She is
it's a Lucy thing.
Yeah,
just
I mean, like, she
girls.
Is.
Oh, well, you're right. You're Lucy's so
most
sweet.
Calm, passive, friendly, non-trouble starting dog you're ever going to find. And R2 is the opposite. He seeks conflict. I don't know where he gets that.
That's a shock to us.
His father figure.
So today, so as here's an example this morning, a ruling. I think this is him being a jerk. He will find a way to get into whatever he wants to get into because he's also very smart. So I put down my sister called me, do a little FaceTime video with my 2-year-old niece today.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
I was eating cereal and I put the cereal bowl down on a TV tray, which is next to the couch. And we're just doing the call. And in the background, we can hear him growling at Lucy. Look, and he is guarding her from getting to the cereal bowl because he is eating my cereal. His face is in the cereal. He's spilling milk, the almond milk all over the place. And as I'm trying to clean it up and get it away, he's growling at me.
Yeah, that sounds
and trying to bite my hand and all that. So that would be a jerk, right?
Yep, that would be.
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to deal with a jerk when they're 13 pounds.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Right? I mean, like, he does the thing where he acts like he's going to bite you, but then he just does the mouthing thing. He doesn't really bite. He just, like, he's just your typical little jerk. But then at the same time, he's also, he loves people so much. Like, new people come in, he's like, oh, my friend! And he goes and sits with them.
Well, that's nice.
So he's not, like,
get near his food.
No, he doesn't care about that in general.
Okay.
Mostly it's just
your food.
It's me.
Yeah.
No, it's, yeah.
Okay.
So, jerk.
A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, I agree. I call him a jerk to his face, so I'm not hiding anything from him.